Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
All right, welcome back. So, I want to talk a little bit today about being in the void. I've had this conversation with several people over the last week, and seems to be the theme for a lot of people, maybe not you, but at some point in your life, you will be in what we call the void, and it's that space where seemingly nothing is happening. Right? Like maybe you're putting all your feelers out there. Maybe you're, in between stages of life. Maybe you're in between jobs, in between relationships, trying to make a decision. At some point in your life, you will be in this process. And some people call it a bridge. I've heard therapists and other teachers talk about being that bridge, right? So you're crossing from one area of your life to another. And this is so potent for me right now personally, just because of just where I'm at. And I believe that a lot of this has to do with kind of the evolution of our life. The evolution of life, like period. Let me give you some context. I just had a conversation with someone not too long ago, and it was a client, a student, and she was talking about, well, I've done all this work and I feel like I've gotten past all these patterns, and but when I really think about it, I feel like I've had these same patterns over and over again, and how come I can't just be free from them? Well, let me just say something for a second, and then I'm going to bring it back to the void. So just bear with me. My humble belief is that life is not this line, right? Like now we do this, now we do this, now we do this, now we do this, and then we're dead. Like I just don't think it goes like that. I feel like what happens instead is we're actually spiraling. Life is a spiral. And when we spiral, we're in a consistent state of learning and processing and growing. And as we spiral, hopefully, I said this years ago in my book, Poems from the Mat, hopefully we're spiraling up. And by spiraling up, I don't mean we're getting better at something. I mean that we are elevating our awareness around like our life and our ability to discern what feels good, our intuitive knowledge, our ability to perceive things from a higher perspective, this sense of awareness when our triggers are starting to show up, right? So if you can just visualize this for a second, you're standing in the center of your life, right? And there's a spiral going around you. And along that spiral, I used to think about it as like a tornado, just for visual effects. Okay. And in that spiral that's going around you, there's these certain points, and they're your patterns, or they could be your patterns, but then there's also these certain points of transition where you're about to like level up. You know how when you draw a spiral, it's like a slinky, right? It goes up. Some of you may remember slinkies, some of you may not, but it has to spiral up as you kind of open it up, right? So along that these points, it are your triggers and your things that your beliefs that maybe come up for you just before you're about to spiral up, right? Like, I'm not good enough. Who am I to be able to do this? I don't have enough support. I don't have enough resources. Maybe no one will like what I have to say. Maybe everybody will, maybe I'm going to be all alone. Maybe everyone will laugh at me. Oh, but someone's already doing this. You hear what I'm saying, right? So this happens to everyone, everyone. And the ability to use the tools that you have to get beyond that, which tools that are so important in this situation are self-awareness, are courage and bravery and vulnerability, and an insight as to what's next, right? So you kind of have to have all that in order to like whoosh, get to the next phase. Now, I still believe with this whole spiraling up thing that there isn't like an end point. Like at the end, there isn't this like, woohoo, you did it. Yay, you, right? It's more like a reflective, hopefully, like a reflective, like, how did I love? You know, how did I show up in the world? That kind of thing. But that's, I'll save that for another podcast. So when we think about, you know, spiraling up and coming across these triggers and our belief systems, these come at very poignant times in our life, whether we're aware of it or not. It happens at poignant times every time. And sometimes we're not aware and we get frustrated or we fall into, you know, old patterns, old beliefs. Like I'll give you one for example, right? You're in a space and you're not sure what the next step is, and you're really nervous and scared about what to do next. So what do? You default to the old because it's just easy. Guess what happens there? You stay at the same spiral, right? Another example is you self-sabotage. Like here it comes. And you're like, oh my God, I don't deserve this. Oh my God. Or you operate and then it goes away, or you operate from a place of scarcity, right? I don't have what I need. I don't have what I need. I don't, whatever the thought process is, that point is what I like to call the void. And some people will call it a bridge. I've heard it in therapy sessions and by other teachers that like, well, you're on that bridge from, you know, being a caterpillar to a butterfly, for example, right? You're in that, we go through like this cocoon stage where we're kind of like inward, and that's a void. It's a void. It's where we're processing everything. Is nothing happening? I mean, let me just say this, even the moon goes into a void, of course. Even the moon has a void, of course, a pause. In that pause, there is everything. All of our inspiration, all of our answers that we're looking for, our discernment, our breath. It's the void, the gathering of the tools, right? Nothing. There's nothing in the void. And when I think about certain times of my life where I've been in the void, I can pinpoint on one hand on the times when I was in the void, I had the opportunity to be in the void and allow, and instead I push forward out of fear or some sort of egoic need to prove something or to make it happen or even to put food on the table, right? Like you just don't know. There's all these things where what we do during a void for multiple reasons. My point is don't judge yourself if this is resonant for you and you're like, oh yeah, I've done that before. We all do it. So this practice of yoga actually has woken me up for the most part. And then the breath work has really, it's been like a movie screen, like, hey girl, you noticing what you're doing? Again, I'll save that for another podcast, but in the void, there is nothing. So it's these points where we like go into meditation. If you've ever been into a deep meditation and there's really nothing, you just keep the gaze back behind the eyes and you just focus in and out on the breath. You know, now what happens in our life when we have a void, we can, there's so many other options to fill it with. There's a phone to look at. There's an email to read. There's a something to look up, you know, just silly little things about your day that we fill those voids with. So here's my invitation. If you want to cultivate that sense of deep awareness in a void point of your life, okay, a void point of your life, which is super important, start small. Okay, you ready? Okay. Because this is so important. So process number one is to notice times in your day. Okay. Notice times in your day when you have avoid point, right? Where you're like, I'm moving from this project to the next project. What should I do? Do you fill that void with something? Do you go get a snack? Do you look up your phone? Do you go look at an email? Or do you give yourself 2 minutes to pause? My invitation, give yourself 2 minutes to pause. Okay, I just finished that project. What do I want to do now? Okay, I'm going to take a second and I'm just going to breathe. Or I'm just going to go breathe outside and put my feet on the earth. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to do nothing. Okay, so this is challenging for people like me to pause. So that's why I'm asking you to do it because I try to do it every single day. It's hard for me. I have just check, 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 checklist, 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 right? There's one. The second thing that you can do is practice listening, active listening, or even empathetic listening. Active listening is easier because for me, because you have to really tune in and listen to what the other person is saying, and then you can mirror back to them your understanding. So for me, that's a lot easier than empathetic listening. I have a hard time because sometimes in empathetic listening, I tend to try to relate it to me, but then it sounds like I'm hijacking the conversation. So again, we'll save that for another podcast. So, in active listening, you really tune into what the other person is saying. And then before you even respond, just take one breath. Just one breath. Just, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is, right? And maybe do that before you send a text. So remember, we're practicing to be in the void on the bigger scale of our life. So we need to start small. So these are small little things that you can do. So just take a pause before you breathe. Now, can also do this before you text. And I would suggest to put your phone on Do Not Disturb every now and again. Maybe pick 3 days out of your life, out of your week, that you can put your phone on Do Not Disturb and it doesn't go off and you're looking at it every minute. And before you respond, ask yourself, am I responding from a place of emotion or is it just fact? And if it's facts, go ahead and send it off. If it's emotion, maybe you want to pause and have a conversation. Just saying, be in the void for a second. Be in the void before you speak. Now, the reason why I think some of us are feeling this as a collective right now is because we have six planets in retrograde as I'm recording this. Six planets in retrograde is a big deal. It's a big deal. You know, we don't have 24 planets. It's a big ratio of planets kind of pulling us back. So now zoom all the way out to the planetary system, to the solar system. Six planets in retrograde. The universe is asking us to slow down and take a breath, to be in the void, to be in the space where there's nothing, and to feel comfortable with the space that's nothing. Our problem is that we got to fill space. We're uncomfortable. We don't know when we're uncertain, when we're unsure. But in that void is all your intuition. It's where all your guides live. It's where all of your spiritual alchemy lives. It's where the deepest answers live, is in that void. It's in the pause, everything. And unless you learn to master that void and feel like, what does this feel like to be uncomfortable? I'm in a void. Oh my God, I'm in a void. Oh my God, I don't know where I am in this relationship. Why isn't he, she calling me? Do I text? I don't know. What should I do? Don't know. I don't feel really good in this conversation with my boss right now. Were they being passive aggressive? Was that, what do I do? All of these situations, they happen all day in our life. And we're so damn uncomfortable with the void in these moments that we just react. But what if we could just pause? And actually, I've been practicing this with people. It doesn't go over well with some people, and I apologize for that. Actually, let me recheck that. I don't apologize for that. I am praying and hoping that there is an understanding at some point. But sometimes we have to pause and even say to someone, you know, I think I need to take a break from our relationship for a little while. Whether it's a friend or an intimate relationship, we have to put that relationship in the void. I need to pause for a minute because I'm not really sure where this fits right now. I don't want to just like cut you out, but I need to put you in the void for a little while, or I need to go on the void for a little while so I can just be still. And people just get uncomfortable. They don't understand why? Because in the void, there is everything. In the void, there is everything. In the void, there is everything. So if you're feeling that way and this is resonant for you, yay you. You are on the right track. If you are not, don't search for it because it will happen for you at some point in time. But try those little practices that I gave you, you know, like try these little practices of just pausing throughout your day. Even pause before you pick up that phone. Like, oh, do I really need to pick up this phone right now? What am I doing right now? Just a thought. Information's coming at you very, very quickly. If you don't learn to navigate that void, that pause, you're going to be swept up in someone else's story. All right. Well, I hope this was helpful for you. It was just one that just kind of came to me. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Namaste.